The following is an open letter to my very valued friend, Buddy Black. Dear Buddy, this 22nd day of July, 1961, bears a twofold significance. First of all, it was precisely 35 weeks ago, on December 24th, that you invited me to join you for a Saturday morning on the air. As you'll recall, we thought it would just be for the one time. But we were both wrong, weren't we? Because, to our amazement, immediately after our maiden broadcast, the mail reached absolutely unbelievable proportions. And I remember our saying to each other, if only some of it had been addressed to us, you know, Christmas rush and all. And how very much I appreciated the time that you've taken to teach me the things in the business, not the run-of-the-mill things, you know, like delivery and timing and that sort of thing. These simple things I picked up myself. But I must thank only you for my knowledge of the more vital aspects of studio technique, things such as how to sweep the floor without getting dust in the amplifier, or how to enter the studio without tripping over a microphone cable. Oh, the good old Buddy system, long may it reign. Which reminds me, I do hope that you fix that crack in the studio ceiling. Second, and certainly most important, Buddy, this 22nd day of July marks the anniversary of your birth. You know, I wonder how many of your listeners are aware of exactly who it was that emceed the premiere performance of Mozart's first opera. Who presented the Tin Pan Alley Award to Francis Scott Key? Who was the one who originally told Ben Franklin to go fly a kite? Well, I'll tell you who. It was Frederick Nerdhaven, Stanley H. Campsite, and Florian T. Groth. No, my friend, I shall not divulge your age. I shall say only that the reason I bring you no gift is simply that I cannot afford a diamond, which stone I believe is appropriate to commemorate this particular birthday. And since this is being aired on a Saturday morning during a Buddy System broadcast, which I am missing, and incidentally, which I am indeed missing very much, it really wouldn't be complete, would it, Buddy, without a little touch of music. Now, this thing that I'm going to do, I have no idea whether or not it's going to come off, but in the event it does, I would suggest that you and your listeners lend an ear for just a moment, because if it works, and you do hear the words, perhaps you can make from them some sort of message.
Have you heard that? It's a
Buddy System. I'm Buddy Copald, your Buddy Black, and to you, a very happy birthday.